Forget about the science. Forget about the spike protein. Forget about the PCR test. Look at the common sense aspect. You must wear a mask when you walk into this restaurant. Now you can sit down. You're now 2 feet, 3 feet lower. You can now take off your mask and you can eat. Because somehow you're magically protected by the sophisticated virus that knows that you're only susceptible when you're standing up. People say, yes, Dr. Patel, you're right. People should start to critically think. And I'm like, I don't care about people critically thinking. Just think.
My name is Dr. Christina Parks. I received my PhD in cellular and molecular biology right here in the state of Michigan from University of Michigan Medical School. So I'm very well versed in the science of both these mRNA gene therapy vaccines. And the fact that this is extremely complex science that has been oversimplified in the media to basically take away our freedom of choice. Do the vaccines for COVID prevent transmission? No.
Can't take what's normally a decade-long process for developing a product and ensuring its safety and efficacy and compressing it into 6 to 9 months and not cut some corners. That's just absurd.
These people made their legacies on vaccination. So when they come out and say, we know the problems behind the scenes with this product and we're telling you, you need to stop this mass vaccination program immediately, I listen.
Does it bother you that the news network you work for just outright lied about me taking horse dewormer?
They shouldn't have said that.
Do you understand that that's why people get concerned about the veracity of the news?
Desperate patients now are ordering the ivermectin from overseas, from the Indian pharmacies. The FDA has gotten the U.S. Postal Service to interdict it at the border.
They can present it with facts, but they just ignore them. And they're so convinced that what they're hearing from the government and the public health authorities is absolute truth.
I didn't know that every study on safety that we are being told about is being done by the manufacturer that's going to make billions of dollars from the product, and that the FDA and CDC basically just take their word for it.
These vaccines have not assessed safety, and we do not know, even for those who have taken it, what the future would be.
I was perfectly healthy, no symptoms, and then 4 days later, I present with all of these neurological symptoms. Is there a reason why you're not considering that the vaccine could be causing this? And she was not happy about it.
At least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So are these vaccines safe?
The method that the CDC is using to report risk right now is obsolete and inaccurate, and it's not the preferred method. It sure looks like somebody is attempting to minimize the signal here.
What is the end game with the masks? Are we wearing masks for the rest of our lives, or are we going to do it till the vaccines come? Well, the vaccines came. They don't work, and people are still in masks.
The CDC actually doesn't consider you vaccinated unless you've survived to day 14 after your second dose. So anybody in those studies and reporting the data that dies or gets an infection or has to be hospitalized because their immune system's harmed by the vaccine, that counts towards the unvaccinated.
But as the science makes clear, if you're fully vaccinated, you're highly protected.
There were excess numbers of people dying after the vaccine that were being reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, exceeding the level of comfort. So those who we want to protect the most with the vaccines are failing.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know who they are.
If you look back in history, that's always the way tyranny has begun, by identifying and ostracizing certain groups of people in society.
For the vast majority of you who've gotten vaccinated, I understand your anger at those who haven't gotten vaccinated. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-this-vax. People need to do a better job. And I have to tell you that I'm pretty disappointed with my profession, because as physicians, we're supposed to teach the public the good, the bad, and the ugly. The VAERS database are also showing unbelievable amounts of adverse events. This should be like a beacon or a signpost to clinicians and PhD researchers.
It should not be forced upon us to either vaccinate or lose our life even. Give us our right to say no.
It was a generation of Americans in 1776 who said it would be better to be dead than to have no constitutional rights. And they gave us our country. And They gave us our Constitution, and many of them gave their lives.
This mass vaccination system has become far too powerful. The people that operate it have been given way too much power. We're 333 million people, and we can certainly change this if we act and don't just be apathetic and think somebody else is going to do it for us.